listening to the 5-Minute Scholar from memorywizards.com.
Then look at this display of Roman coins. Here's one minted by Mark Antony with Cleopatra's profile on the back. You know, when you see her actual historical image, she doesn't look like the Elizabeth Taylor or Gal Gadot version, does she?
Not at all. The historical sources describe her as charismatic and intelligent, but not necessarily a conventional drop-dead beauty. And that gets to the heart of the myth that has surrounded her for 2,000 years. We have this image of Cleopatra as a legendary femme fatale, a foreign seductress who used her beauty to manipulate the most powerful men in the world.
A narrative that's been cemented by everyone from Shakespeare to Hollywood. It makes her seem almost like a passive figure whose only asset was her appearance. But that can't be the full story of the last active pharaoh of Egypt. Which leads us to our central question. Was Cleopatra's power just her beauty?
It's a critical question, because the real answer reveals a woman far more formidable and brilliant than the myth allows. The first and most important point is that Cleopatra's greatest asset wasn't her face, it was her mind. She was a scholar and a stateswoman of the highest order.
What do you mean by that?
She was exceptionally well-educated, a polymath who studied mathematics, philosophy, and astronomy. More importantly, she was a gifted linguist. She was the first ruler of her Greek-speaking Ptolemaic dynasty in over 300 years to bother to learn the Egyptian language. She could speak to her own people in their native tongue, along with at least 7 other languages. This wasn't a woman who needed to rely on her looks to get her point across. She was a brilliant communicator and a masterful diplomat.
So her famous relationships with Julius Caesar and Mark Antony, they weren't just epic love affairs.
And that's the second key point. They were strategic alliances, not just passionate romances. We have to remember the context. Egypt was an incredibly wealthy kingdom, the breadbasket of the Mediterranean, but it was militarily weak and caught between the gears of Rome's brutal civil wars. Cleopatra knew her only path to survival was to align herself with the most powerful Roman in the game.
So she was playing power politics at the highest level.
Precisely. She offered Caesar and later Antony something they desperately needed, money. Her fabulous wealth funded their armies and secured their political positions in Rome. In return, they gave her what she needed, the military might of Roman legions to secure her throne against her domestic rivals, including her own brother. These were political and military mergers sealed with personal relationships. The romance was a tool of statecraft, not the other way around.
That makes her sound much more like a cunning political player. So if she was this brilliant stateswoman, where did the image of the evil seductress come from?
And that is the final crucial point. Our popular image of Cleopatra is almost entirely the result of propaganda. It was a smear campaign crafted by her ultimate enemy, Octavian, who would later become the first Roman emperor, Augustus. After he defeated Antony and Cleopatra at the Battle of Actium, he needed to justify the war to the Roman people.
And what was his justification?
He couldn't just say he was fighting another Roman, Mark Antony, for supreme power. That looks like a naked power grab. Instead, he framed the conflict as a righteous war to save Rome from a decadent, foreign, Eastern queen who had bewitched and corrupted a noble Roman general. He painted her as a drunk, a sorceress, a temptress who wanted to rule the world. It was a brilliant piece of political propaganda that has shaped her image for 2 millennia. We are still in many ways repeating the story written by her greatest enemy.
A perfect summary, Ben. And for our listeners who want to dive even deeper, you can find the full interactive games, summaries, and activities on memorywizards.com.
It's the perfect way to lock in what you've learned. Until next time, stay curious.